This came by way of an email to us here at the radio station. In light of the recent shark sightings in Nova Scotia, what many people are unaware of is that with global warming trends, sharks are venturing further north. Also concerns coming inland where food sources are moving. Facts behind growing concerns about shark attacks on humans. We saw last week some video posted online of a tour that was out doing some whale watching or porpoise watching, and it looked like a shark attacking one of the mammals in the water. We also had a chance to speak with one of the women who will be swimming across the Northumberland Strait. I didn't mention it. She mentioned not worried about sharks, really, at all. Well, that's good. Because really, there's not a whole lot of reason to be worried about sharks. Someone who was, part of a book that was written, the story Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, is about a Canadian nurse who was attacked twice by a bull shark while she was vacationing in Mexico. And real pleasure to welcome to our radio program here in Halifax, Peter Jennings. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Sheldon, I'm delighted to be with you on News 95.7. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, sir. You are whereabouts in the country?
I am in the province of Ontario. I live about 2 hours north of Toronto.
So how did you end up writing a book about Nicole Moore and her experience?
Well, that's a very good question, Sheldon. A friend of mine attended a public speaking presentation that Nicole was doing about her shark attacks. And my friend went up to her afterwards and said, "You've got to write a book about this. It's absolutely amazing." And Nicole said, "Well, you know what, I really don't know anything about writing. I know nothing about publishing. I happen to have dyslexia, which would make it all awkward." And my always redouble friend Sharon said, "Look, I know a guy who's an author. I think the two of you would hit it off. Let me have him call you." That was 3 years ago, Sheldon, and the result of that was Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival.
How is Nicole Moore?
Nicole Moore is, well, first of all, if you were to ever meet her, you would say that she is the most positive, the most optimistic and inspirational person you've ever met. She is doing just fine, thank you very much. Her left arm was amputated. She almost had her left leg amputated, but doctors performed a series of invasive surgeries, and they were able to save her leg with some diminished capacity. But she's back at work as a nursing supervisor in the town in Ontario where she lives, and she's doing just fine and thoroughly enjoying going around doing presentations.
We've got Peter Jennings here on the line with us, the author of Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. Given that we now hearing more about sharks, it comes in fits and starts. In my experience, you know, all it takes is one incident, and then any time someone spots a shark in the water, all of a sudden it's in the news and people have this impression that it's more common. It's very rare for a human to have any interaction with a shark, is it not?
It is indeed. In fact, when I'm doing presentations about the book to groups, I usually stop in the middle and say, "Could I have a show of hands, please, of everyone here who's been struck by a bolt of lightning?" And, of course, Sheldon, you will not be surprised to learn that I've yet to meet one person. But here's the stat. You are more likely to be struck by a bolt of lightning than be attacked by a shark. It's very, very rare. Now, why we're seeing more sightings is, frankly, because of global warming, as you were saying at the beginning. I mean, Andrew was talking on the news about the lack of rain, and I heard you talking with Danielle Hickey of Parks Canada the other day about fire bans and stuff. But, interestingly, the lack of rain is affecting the sharks, too, and here's why. Sharks prefer saltier waters, and with the recent droughts that we've seen, particularly in places like North Carolina, as the lack of rainwater does not enter the sea, the salinity increases and sharks head there to places like North Carolina. They're also going increasingly north to cooler water, which is why we're seeing more increased sightings in Nova Scotia.
Given that, we have tidal rivers that flow in and out with the tide out, perhaps the salinity goes up with the lack of any kind of rainfall.
Yep.
Liverpool, there have been sightings there of whales. I don't know if there was a poor beagle shark sighting earlier, actually eating fish off of mackerel off of fishing lines. People were out catching. Really, it shouldn't surprise people that there are sharks in the water.
Well, you know, I continue to swim in the ocean, even having done all this research and written in the book. And by the way, Nicole continues to swim in the ocean. But George Burgess, who's with the University of Florida, he has an organization called the International Shark Attack File, and they seek to get information on every known shark attack in the world to build up a dossier of information. George knew that I swim in the ocean. He said, Peter, what you have to understand is you are always within 50 to 100 yards of sharks. I said, what? And he said, yeah, absolutely. The ocean is where they live. But sharks do not enjoy eating people. They enjoy eating fish and seals, sea lions, turtles, etc. So they're out there, and people shouldn't be surprised.
Again, Peter Jennings is here on the line with us. Peter, you share a name with someone quite famous. I suspect that you still, at times, hear people go, you're not that Peter. That Peter Jennings passed away quite a few years ago.
It's funny because I probably get that about once a week, and people say, are you that newscaster guy? And I said, well, no, I'm not. Notwithstanding the fact he's been dead for 10 years, I like to think I'm still alive. But no, it's an interesting name.
Well, when you Google it, certainly you get two different hits. And one of them is your book, your story, yeah, about the shark assault. And you spoke with experts. You spoke with shark experts. It shouldn't surprise people that there are experts studying sharks. What were you able to learn? What did you find out about, you know, this particular incident about this woman who had, twice been attacked by a shark? What were you able to glean from these experts?
Well, what I was trying to do, Sheldon, was really piece together why had this happened. Because Nicole was standing waist deep in the water at a beach at a resort in Cancun, Mexico, and she was brutally and savagely attacked twice by a bull shark. By the way, there are over 400 types of sharks. The bull shark is the nastiest. Everyone thinks it's a great white that Peter Benchley wrote about, but no, the bull shark is the worst. So I wanted to put together why and how did this happen, and so I sought out probably the three foremost shark experts in the world and did extensive interviews with them so we could really recreate what had happened. And very quickly, it was kind of a perfect storm. The year before, there had been a series of hurricanes that wiped out the beaches in Cancun. So they hired a company to come in and rebuild the beaches. And what these guys did, and I don't blame them, they didn't know, but they went kind of further upland, and they started importing literally millions of liters of sand to rebuild the beaches. What they didn't know was where they were was the breeding grounds of these sharks. And the experts told me that when a bull shark goes to its breeding ground and it's not there, it gets really, really mad, and you do not want a mad shark. The other thing that had happened quickly was at the resort next to the one Nicole was at, they had seen two sharks swimming around that morning. It was very rare. They got all their people out of the water. They got two guys on jet skis who went out and tried to corral these sharks away. One left, one stayed, and in a move that's questionable at best, they started ramming the shark with their jet skis. So you've got a shark that's now disoriented and now really, really annoyed. It went in rather than out, and Nicole, unfortunately, was standing there.
Wow. And it is, as you say, it is a story of survival. What about the residual effects? And you say she's, you know, one of the most positive people that you've met.
Yeah.
But psychologically, emotionally, I'm sure physically there are scars, and I'm sure they run deep.
Well, indeed. I mean, they have to. And if people want to read the book, you'll also find she experienced some pretty nasty things in her youth that would have sidelined most of us. So she came very close. I think she lost 60% of her blood in the ocean and on the beach when these attacks happened. And we as humans are not meant to be able to survive that kind of condition. But she's incredibly lucky to be alive. She feels lucky to be alive. She has no PTSD. She has no nightmares because I think she talked it out and dealt with it at the time. So, some physical scars. I've not been able to detect any emotional scars. She's quite happy to talk about this and, in fact, she'll even make jokes about it.
Well, the fact that you've spoken with experts, you've spoken with a survivor, and you still don't have a problem with swimming in the oceans, I guess the reality is there's a very low chance, as you say, to even worry about this. It should be not an issue at all.
No, well, and that's correct, Shelton. And in fact, if people want to go on our website, sharkassault.com, we do have a page there with a bunch of tips on things to do to avoid becoming a shark's lunch. Because, yes, I continue to swim in the ocean, but I take care. You know, I mean, a couple of people were attacked last year in North Carolina, but they were swimming near where fishing lines were. Well, that's where sharks come in. You know, so, I mean, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be swimming in the ocean at dawn or dusk. That's when sharks come in close to feed. You know, so... anyway, if people go to sharkassault.com, you'll see some tips. And both Nicole and I counsel people, hey, don't stop swimming in the ocean. Just take care.
Well, Peter Jennings, if you're ever in this neck of the woods, come on down. We'd love to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you. I'm actually going to be in the neighboring province of New Brunswick in September doing a public speaking presentation at the Foglet event there. So,
all right.
Well, not going to be too far away. Maybe maybe I'll be able to do that, John.
All right. Well, people looking for Peter Jennings, Shark Assault, online, easy to find. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Take care. Bye-bye. Take care.